This is the Freedom Fiends. Trigger warning. As I just said, this is the Freedom Fiend. I am the last remaining Freedom Fiend. Unfortunately, James can't make it right now, but we are broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios on the corner of Trash View and Navista. We alter your locus coeruleus, look that one up, by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please put on your 3D glasses now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. And I'm feeling it right here. And I'm naming myself. This is Daryl. So, we're here. Usually it's me and James, and usually we cover a wide variety of things, but right now it's just me and gonna roll into all the things that we did, all this various show prep. Probably have James eventually wake up if he feels up to it and show up in the show. So, gotta say, everyone out there who's got Facebook has looked and seen all of these fascinating things going on regarding shootings and such. And so we prepare to speak a little bit of that, but first, I just really want to mention that for those of you who've really thought about it and looked into the aspect of Rick and Morty, there's a lot of people out there who just really appreciate the comedy relief of a highbrow show that demonstrates high intelligence. And a little piece of news, wanted to mention that thanks to that show and all of the people that love that show, they brought back the Szechuan sauce from the Mulan movie back in the 90s. A limited time to all McDonald's places. Looks like October 7th. That's, and by the way, the feedback I got, probably not happening over here. So I'm just closing that one out. Let's see here. There's really only so many things to speak of regarding recent events. Here's one that I was going to speak about with James, because he sent this to me. So apparently, inmates need social media. Take it from a former prisoner. So this is an article written by someone who just got out approximately 3 years ago. And apparently, people who are just behind bars don't actually understand the rather intense amount of progress that's been going on. So I just want to say, with all this progress of the changes to what exactly goes on with, you know, technology, people being really befuddled about how to work a smartphone, what is the significance of how to use Facebook, and why does it help and such. A lot of things like that going on. So I don't know why. It's like, it was interesting that James sent this to me, and just go ahead and read this, and I'm realizing, okay, so this is really nice and caring about people who are behind bars. That's what percent of people, by the way, can you look that up over there? How many people in the United States are behind bars? There's like 330 million. It's really cool. I've got someone who can look stuff up over here. Is it 360 million Americans yet? Maybe it's 330 million.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Looks like I got James. James, are you there?
I'm here.
Right on. That's great. Well, welcome here, man.
My alarm did not go off.
And did you hear me call you on the phone? On the standard cell phone?
I think that's what woke me up.
Oh, good thing, huh?
Good thing. Good thing.
Well, welcome, man. I was just talking about how prisoners could really use some social media and skills with cell phones. And
well, cell phones are important. They wake you up so you can hop on the show real quick.
That's kind of important.
That is important.
2.3 million American prisoners in prison right now. That was just looking up something like that, just trying to find out what's going on here. So, yeah, what did you want to lead with? What inspired you? What were you dreaming about just then?
Oh,
you don't remember your dreams, do you?
I don't remember.
You're one of those,
huh? It depends on the day. I like have to wake up in the middle of my dream to remember my dream.
That's okay. And how about lucid dreams? Do you do that? You like suddenly take control and realize I'm dreaming. I can have this go down any way I want.
No, I don't do that.
Well, it's not too late. So.
No, I suppose not. I suppose I could learn how to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's good to divert into these topics because, you know, I think control of dreaming is just part of liberty, in my opinion.
Yeah. I could see that.
I mean, what, do you want to rent it out to someone else to use?
You know? I don't want to rent it out.
For anyone who's not dreaming out there or says they're not dreaming, I would like to actually rent out your dream space. Yeah, that would be a my science fiction dream job, by the way. I don't remember either sometimes, but I don't use an alarm clock because I do set my own hours because I don't have a consistent paycheck type W-40 kind of thing going on. You know, I am the boss and I've got issues with the boss, you know.
That would not be too fun to be the boss and still have issues with yourself, huh?
Well, I mean, I just want to be honest. I mean, hold on. Are there any freedom fiends out there who don't have issues with themselves? I really want to see them raise their hand as far as our fellow co-hosts. yeah, Lusander Fiend is pretty close to perfect, I guess. regarding bacon, you know. So.
Oh yeah, he does cook perfect bacon. He does. I won't even say near perfect bacon. I'll say he cooks perfect bacon. It's on the record.
Yeah. So we both met him probably at least at Pork Fest. If not, you've probably been at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, perfect bacon.
Yep. So you sent me a slew of articles to discuss. So I picked the really lowbrow ones first before you hopped on. With the Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan sauce.
Yep. Picked that one.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
About and how then, Rick and Morty won.
Yeah. Yeah. And then October 7th.
9 seasons.
Yeah, it didn't. And I'm saving this final episode after the show. I'm going to watch it over here with my girlfriend, you know. So no spoilers, please. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the other ones, I mean, are you feeling really enthused after sleeping and suddenly waking up to my phone call? Now you need to talk about a shooting and you needed to touch on all the false flag reality show going on?
Well, I kind of sent it in a weird order. I kind of wanted, yeah. I had a little thing to do with the articles there. But yeah, kind of like, it seems like after every shooting, there's always, calls to, we got to get guns, got to get rid of guns, you know. And that's what we're kind of seeing. I mean, like, right afterwards. I mean, Hillary Clinton took to Twitter talking about how, we can't have silencers. Look at the NRA wanting to, make silencers easier to get. You know, if this guy would have had a silencer, people would have not been able to run away from his gunshots. So, not knowing that silencers just, lower the decibels of your gun just a small amount to make it so you don't really need hearing protection to, shoot your gun. It doesn't actually make it silent.
You know, James, I've seen all the movies and it makes a sound in the movies. And then I went on YouTube and I saw it for both handguns and for rifles and for automatic rifles. And the sound was incredibly loud still, you know. So, it's something that I think is one of those urban myths, like, that it sounds like they have, like, actually a special sound effect in the movies for using a silencer. Mm-hmm. And then there's the real sound of a gun with a silencer. You know, so they're very different things. Yeah, kind of,
I mean, it does quiet it down, right? It doesn't make it silent. And, you know, people would still be able to hear it.
I mean, but don't you feel safer with professionals who've, have special costumes holding guns instead?
No, not really.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd much rather be able to have something that, you know, quiets the gun down. If I'm going out, you know, at the range shooting, I can, you know, use that and, you know, protect my ears. Because there's so many stories of people who've gone deaf, you know, hunting or going to the gun range and stuff like that, who have hearing damage.
Exactly. I mean,
that's what those are for, is to protect your hearing.
Right.
And it's just crazy that it's already being politicized to see this. And you see this after, like, every tragedy, you see it. Where, you know, people come out and try and, you know, what's the one thing, who said it to? I can't even remember who said it and what it was. It was like, never let a good tragedy go to waste or something like that. I can't remember who said that. Now, I don't know if you remember.
Rumsfeld, perhaps, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, Dick Cheney, like that. I mean, who was Brzezinski, one of the overlords, I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of the overlords said it.
You know.
But you see this, you know, Hillary Clinton, like, not even, like, the bodies are not even cold yet. And she's already taken to Twitter, you know, calling for new laws over it. I'm like, get real.
I see some of the very scaredy cat folks who voted for Bernie over here and then for Clinton in, you know, and such.
Mm-hmm.
They were definitely on my Facebook calling for a ban of guns, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm trying to look up the quote by Sigmund Freud and what he said about people who were afraid of guns, you know.
Oh, what did he say about that?
Quote, fear of guns. We'll find out after these messages. Or maybe we won't. I don't know. We might move on to other things. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The central scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN, or virtual private network, from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Welcome you back. Can I welcome him back with a quote from Sigmund Freud?
I suppose so.
Okay. So this is written in the A General Introduction to Psychoanalysis, 1952. A fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. So, yeah, so that's it. Looks like it.
So now we know when you see the people getting ready to do their gun grabbing, what's going on there, according to Freud.
Yeah, and then so we discussed this off the air. Well, you know, maybe you could soften it and make it sound more compassionate and empathetic by, like, maybe did you consider that when you have a fear of weapons, that you might have some issues regarding sexual and emotional maturity? Just saying, maybe, you know, not a given. But still, that doesn't. James, you thought it didn't soften it enough, right? So I shouldn't be saying that to the gun grabbing clients I have.
Like, no, you probably don't want to say that to your clients. You probably want to just pretend Freud never said anything of the sort to clients. if you want to retain the business anyway. I mean, you can always say whatever you want as long as you don't mind losing the business.
Yeah, well, I kind of like growing a business, and I like getting to work with all types of people and focusing specifically on what the job is, you know. And then, so if they have some type of fantasy that they like are like in their mind, they say, oh god, I would be safer if the people with costumes and powers and democracy and the majority could just somehow magically make these bad tools go away, the gun things and other nasty things. And they can just fantasize that to their heart's content if they want to. It's kind of like them fantasizing Clinton being an awesome president. They can fantasize that if they want to.
I mean, that would take a lot of imagination.
It does. It's very SpongeBob moment of imagination, you know? So,
I think so much you imagination. Know
the, yeah, you know the meme.
Yes.
You, the listener.
Imagination.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes to think Hillary's good, be good.
Yeah. So things not to say to clients is don't start quoting Freud randomly, especially when it's complete in complete opposition to their stated goals.
It's really not probably not a good idea to quote Freud at anyone, really, for any reason.
Yeah,
he said some things that were pretty insulting.
To you, the shape of my cigar. No, I'm not going to say it. You know. See, it's important to have context. You don't just bring up psychoanalysts from Vienna long ago randomly when you sit down with people and you've never connected. You know, instead, you start off talking about a shooter that happened over in Las Vegas. Now that's something you said.
That's more appropriate conversation.
Of course. It's like we look at these little rectangles, chromed robot turds, as they've been called, and then we get the news from them, right? I guess. So we're allowed to talk about that in the next segment, maybe. I'm not sure.
I did find a pretty decent article about how to spot lies after a mass shooting. Which is probably a pretty good toolkit to have in your back pocket there, because oh boy, there are a lot of lies. So we'll probably cover that. I don't know. What do you think?
I was just reading the list of 9 of these methods right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course I was looking at like, and how many seconds before all of a sudden a commercial stops me? And I was like saying, okay, no, I'm going to tantalize the audience and say, okay, you guys driving your trucks interstate, you guys listening to LRN at random places across the world. Yeah, we'll get to this list of how to spot the lies of on various types of media. I'm presuming people I just named already have some methods of their own, right?
People have some methods, hopefully. But we'll give them some more methods on how to spot fake news.
Yeah, basically, Sigmund Freud will be back with the freedom.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Cell 411, because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Freedom Fiends returns. Yeah, we were talking off the break about everyone out there listening and your critical thinking skills, and we were sitting on our thrones of judgment. saying who's got critical thinking and who doesn't. And well, James, since you understand from an IT perspective, everyone, actual real people's critical thinking skills, right?
A lot of people lack at least troubleshooting skills.
Yeah, yeah. So, but when faced with a news article, how do you know when to just immediately jump right to conclusions and start feeling some emotions and start posting on Facebook?
A lot of people do that. A lot of people don't even read the articles and just spot headlines, I've noticed.
I did notice that. It's like as if people make rather lengthy assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on their own preconceived notions and all that kind of stuff. People like to like things that confirm what they already believe. You see a lot of people share anything that confirms something they already believe. A lot of people only read things they agree with, which is pretty dangerous.
That is dangerous if you want to get predicted and desired results instead of random and chaotic results in your life, you know? But, you know, interesting thing is, for you listeners out there, James actually cares enough to actually look up and find an article listing some methods to help you people who don't have critical thinking skills. I didn't care enough about you guys. I didn't look for this article. But you cared. But
I cared. And here's a little toolkit. It's all right. We got 9 steps, 9 little things you can do to help with your critical thinking in the, you know, like step one. In the immediate aftermath, news outlets will get it wrong.
Presume they will get it wrong. Start with that.
Start with that. Presume right afterwards it's probably not correct. I mean, that's what happens. There's a lot of chaos going on. People are trying to figure out what's happening. And usually the first thing they do is get it wrong. You know, number two, don't trust anonymous sources.
Wait a second. I mean, you know, and what about the agency called Anonymous? Do you trust them?
they get it wrong quite a bit.
Yeah, they do, I guess. So don't trust anonymous sources, like lowercase anonymous sources and uppercase anonymous sources.
Yeah, don't trust either.
Okay, wait. I mean, I can imagine someone going through this and being like, hold on, in the immediate aftermath, the news doesn't always get it wrong.
But they will get it wrong.
They will, yeah. I was going to say.
Most times they'll get it wrong. Most early reporting is wrong, and it turns out it's wrong later on. It happens. It's happened time and time again.
The early reports at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001, were that a helicopter crashed into the Twin Towers. That was on the radio. Those are the first reports. Second, it was a Cessna. So just telling you... Getting your story straight from the first source of news might be inaccurate. Boy, I wish I could pull a clip up to prove what I just said. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you want to say the third way to help people think critically?
Yeah, don't trust stories that cite another news outlet as a source of information. So that happens a lot. You know, you have one news outlet will source another news outlet for their source of information. And now, you know, where they got that information is now, you know, steps removed. So it's probably not right because, you know, the first news outlet probably didn't get it right. And then the second news outlet that's reporting with the information from the, you know, the first news outlet, they probably didn't get it right either.
Yeah. Notice we're not saying don't read or watch stories that come through like multiple source channels like you just described. Just saying don't trust them. That's all.
Yeah. Just saying, you know, it happens that, you know, a lot of people will do that. A lot of, you know, do your own research. This is a big key here is do your own research. Don't let media do research for you when it comes to these events. I mean, don't even believe everything I say. Don't believe, because I'm only reporting what I've learned and stuff like that. It could be wrong. Do your own research. Everyone needs to do their own research before you come to a conclusion. You say, before you you figure that you know what's going on. Always do your own research. Do as much research as you can. Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, don't just appeal to the authority like I did when I appealed to the authority of James as, you know, superior Freedom Fiends host. I believe that you would be here on time and see, you know, see what happens. So, like, no, but it was, that was on me. Fool me once, you know, shame on me kind of thing.
Number four, there's almost never a second shooter. And we've seen that. A lot of the shootings that have happened, there's the, you know, early report second shooter, and it turns out there wasn't.
Yeah. So, second shooter, third shooter, the same type of crisis actors photoed over and over again. It's a really, you know, add some serious grains of salt unless you own your own intelligence agency, you know. That's all.
Yeah, you gotta own your own intelligence agency. That's the key. Everyone needs to just own their own intelligence agency.
Yeah, that or just have some serious skepticism, helping us move to number five, which is a multi-part method.
This is pay attention to the language the media uses. It says, we're getting reports. It could mean anything. We're seeking confirmation. Means they don't have it. Blank news outlet has learned means it has a scoop or is just going out on a limb.
Yep.
Which is true. You do see that. You know, it really, all those things, you know, pay attention to the language, the way they're wording things. And then, you know, look for news outlets close to the incident. You know, if you want to know, you know, what's going on in Las Vegas, probably look for, you know, Las Vegas news outlets. Don't look at Hawaii news outlets or Michigan news outlets.
Well, what do you have against Hawaii news outlets?
Hey, I said Michigan too. I'll just say it. We probably don't have as good of information on the situation as those who are, you know, down there in the heat of it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, just being really cautious on what you accept as news reality. I'm just amazed when people just see this stuff and just buy it hook, line, and sinker. I just, like, as if that certainty, I see it like an addiction to certainty. Like, they've always been certain. Like, they, you know, that's the way it is, Dan Rather kind of thing, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, that was the other guy. the Walter Cronkite is what I just was doing, but, you know.
Right.
You know, it dates me. But the whole thing is, look for various things closer to the outlet of where it happened. That connects to the seventh one.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that definitely connects. The seventh one is probably the most important of it. Compare multiple sources. Like, if you have only one source saying something, it's probably not true. If you have a bunch of sources saying something, it's more likely accurate. It may not be true, but it's more likely accurate if you have a bunch of, you know, sources independently reporting the same thing. That's probably the more accurate of the information than if just one news source reports it. Especially if it's some off the wall weird website that you don't recognize, that you just, you know, someone shared on social media and you just read the headline of it, and, you know, when you open up the article, it's like it gives you virus warnings. That's probably not, those probably aren't the real news.
Now we really need Pocket Alibi or Sangeeta or something, you know. So I miss Sangeeta. But anyway, you understand, like, with multiple sources, like, you know, whether you're using Health Nut News, Natural News, and Alex Jones, multiple sources, just we're talking multiples of the same types of place that confirms your bias, then you know that you might be onto something. But still, please keep that skepticism. Because that moves to number eight. Yeah.
Yeah, big news brings out the fakers and Photoshoppers.
There we go. Photoshoppers. Yeah, I didn't see any Photoshops of this whole gunning down people in
that you
Vegas.
Know of.
That's true. I didn't see that I know of. I I was challenged to really bring myself to care enough to really look deeply at this whole situation. I guess because don't know anyone that I know of that was in that whole situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cost-benefit analysis. So, have you been fooled by Photoshopped things, James, ever?
I can usually spot a Photoshop, but sometimes they're pretty good.
It's like a picture of me and Lee Harvey Oswald arm in arm, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes they're pretty good, but a lot of times you can spot them if you got a keen eye. But you see a lot of people fall for them.
Yeah.
But then step 9 is another probably real important one. Be aware of reflexive retweeting and, reposting on Facebook, because that's what spreads a lot of, fake news about, these kind of events.
Yeah, that's optional. You see, it's no one made you have to repost things, right?
Well, no one made.
There could be social pressure, actually. You might need that promotion,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what job it is that required that, but I'm trying to imagine it right now. It's been too long since I've had a jobby job where I had to work for a person on the regular and show up. I guess it's been just long enough, honestly. It's a hard life. But if you make a serious amount of living and you can save a lot of cryptocurrency that way, more power to you. That's what I would say.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
Gun control debate, even in the aftermath of these type of events, these shootings, and really anytime someone talks about gun control, it's completely useless, is because of heroes of mine. It's kind of weird because he's younger than me and he's a hero of mine. It's kind of weird having your hero be younger than you. But yeah, Cody Wilson.
Tell me about it. It means you're growing older, man. I've got a bunch of younger than me heroes.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it does. It's like having your doctor's younger than you.
Cody Wilson has released just the greatest thing for combating any possible gun control. And he came out with the world's first 3D printed gun. Then after that, started with computer controlled milling machine to let anyone just automatically carve out the AR-15 lower. And now you're able to carve out the lower part, the frame, the only part that's regulated in the gun, really, the part that you need the permit to buy for a 1911. So he's just created, untraceable, unstoppable, untraceable 1911s that will make gun control obsolete. you know, the more he does this, the more obsolete gun control becomes. When you can just, you know, print your own gun in your home, you know, order the rest of the parts online, because the rest of the parts to the gun, you can just order online without any sort of permit or license or anything at all. Ship the rest of the parts right to your door, print this off, boom. No background check. You got a 1911.
Now, what's to stop criminals from doing this?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's the point. So,
nothing can stop anyone from doing this.
So doesn't that make you afraid that people have freedom to protect themselves generally?
Freedom should not make people afraid.
Yeah, I know that should, man. But there we are.
There we are.
Because, you know, I've thinned out my Facebook feed a bunch, so now I only have pretty much two people that I saw posting anything regarding desiring to reduce guns and being afraid of the tool instead of, what can I say, sniffing BS around the event, you know, because that was a very stinky event, and yeah, I didn't even inspect it very well, you know, I just looked at it, and I was like... But in general,
it's really too stinky. Really, even now, the reports are way too stinky to even really say anything is an affirmative one way or the other on what exactly happened. I mean, I've been every story I read is conflicts the other. But what is consistent is people are using this event to try and grab guns. That's happening. People are using this event to try and push for that. And Cody Wilson has made it impossible because he has made it to where anyone can be in their home and make their own gun.
And didn't all the plans, aren't they all out there in like Tor and
they're all out
torrent
there.
Files?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So you can make your own 1911, you can make your own AR-15.
That's pretty amazing. And
it is.
And at this point, those who are not ready for that world of decentralized possibilities, you guys have two options I can think of. Adapt or fail. That's about it.
You know, people need to recognize that we have a natural human right to defend ourselves. And that includes the right to 3D print AR-15s and 1911s.
I think we're going beyond rights at this point. Now people just do what they want to do, you know. That's my opinion. And I'm feeling this specific guitar lick right now. It's very freedom. I'm just printing up a whole stack of guns over here. I'm telling you. Wish I could do that. Coming up soon. Worms to you, James.
Worms.
Starving in the Company of Beautiful Women is Michael W. Dean's novel from the year 2000. It's entirely fictional.
Allegedly.
Starving in the Company of Beautiful Women is a glorious story about a low-rent post-punk rock star, Cash Newman. Cash Newman is entirely made up.
Not a guarantee.
And is not based on any particular person.
Not a guarantee.
Cash Newman has lots of fun with strange ladies and with the party favors.
Don't try this at home.
And he hangs out with people who commit 3 felonies a page.
But that's none of my business.
It's all in good fun. And at the same time, it's kind of deep. But always spunky. Michael recently updated the book to a much better version. He released it as a paperback and for the first time on Kindle. As with this and all Freedom Fiends related things, please rate and review. Get Starving in the Company of Beautiful Women now on Amazon or at michaelwdean.com.
For entertainment purposes only.
But you can tell me all about it on the air.
Ah! Ah, we're back.
Ah! Trigger warning.
Ah!
We need it tonight. We need the trigger warning tonight.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasted through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Yeah. Please insert the purple wire in your cortex now. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Ah, yeah, so I wasn't scheduled tonight, but, hey, board op. Hey, is that, you haven't put that wire there, Daryl? It sounds squeaky. That wasn't you? Hey, board op. Am I too loud? Am I too quiet? Hey, board op. Anyway, it works? Cool. Yeah, this is like punk rock. You know, most punk rock bands, you don't get a sound check. You get what's called a line check, which is where, you know, when they have five bands on a show and, you know, maybe the headliner gets a sound check and then they take up the whole stage with their stuff. And then the four opening bands that each play for 25 minutes have to, like, set up almost falling off the stage in, like, no space because you can't move the headlining band's drums. And I was always in the opening band. So, you know, you get a line check, which is like, you go on stage, the room's full of people, and the sound man's like, okay, drum, give me the kick, give me the bass, give me the toms, okay, give me the whole kit, okay, bass, thump, 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 guitar, vocal, ah! All right, yep. Play!
Yep.
Yeah, and the thing I learned was one time this old blues man said to me, Michael, he was white and fat and wore a Hawaiian shirt, but he sounded like Michael. he wore sandals with socks. Is that kind of white blues man?
Whoa, man.
he said, Michael, I'm going to give you the most valuable advice you could ever learn about playing music. Always learn the sound man's name and be nice to him because he can make or break your show. And it's true. And it's true with board ops, too, which is why I came on the middle, like, right, and just yelling, board op! Because I don't know who's on tonight. But I learned the name as soon as he spoke. He spoke my ear like God, you know. I read this interview with Red Hot Chili Peppers one time, and they were talking about recording Blood Sugar Sex Magic, which I think was produced by Bill Clinton. No, James Clinton. No, Clinton from George. Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton.
George
Bill Clinton. Clinton. Yeah. You know, Bill Clinton wasn't much of a sax player. If you go back and listen to that solo, it's like two notes. But it won him the election. That and saying he smoked but didn't inhale, which is the perfect Clintonese answer, lawyer answer.
Yeah,
along with, lawyer. I did not have sex with that prostitute.
Yeah. Well,
but I read this interview with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they said that, like, when they were recording, like, the guitar player, John Frusciante, he'd be recording, and this is before he married some whore that took all his money, he'd be recording an overdub, and Clinton would be in it, not Bill Clinton, George Clinton would be in his ear from the control room going, yeah, man, that's a sweet solo, yeah, do it, man, do it. And they were like, anybody else, they would have said, like, you're fired, get out of this studio, you corny mofo. But they were like, it's George Clinton, man, cool, I will play tastier, you know? And that's what the board ops do that to us. They whisper in our ear during the whole show and the audience can't hear it. They're like, yeah, man, that's some good stuff, Mike. Michael, yeah, yeah, man. tell us why the Muslims are horrible, Michael. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you missed it in the first hour. In the first hour they were saying, like, you guys gotta change your attitude. You gotta change your attitude.
Yeah.
And then get ready.
But now that
because
I'm here,
the shooting just happened and, like, okay. Oh, thank goodness.
I invoke fiend law. I'm not on tonight, but, you know, I can just show up and say, okay, kids, I'm your cool boss. I'm buying beer. It's Friday, right? And you're like, yeah, it's Friday enough to buy beer. And
Sharia fiend law, you know.
Sharia fiend law. Well, I do face Wyoming five times a day and play synthesizer. Although, anywhere I play synthesizer in my home, I'm facing Wyoming. But if you are not in Wyoming, if you want to join Fiendism, you have to face Wyoming five times a day and play synthesizer and pet your cats 15 times a day. You can actually cheat. There's a loophole with God. God is great. You just take your cats and let them walk on the keyboard of the synthesizer while petting them. And that way you kill 10 birds with 5 cats. So, anyway.
Okay, so everything you just heard, you can put that through the filter we just gave you on how to tell if you're getting fake news. We just gave you that, okay?
Dude, I'm giving news in the 11th, in my 11th dimension reality, it's real. It's an alter. There's many different news is coming on at once. Fake news are just the ones that aren't happening in your dimension right now. I'm on Alpha Centauri, man. I know what time it is, and I don't need a weatherman to tell me which way the wind blows. Bill Ayers, communist! Let me tell you what's wrong with the Muslims. Actually, there's nothing wrong with the Muslims. I just, I performed a social anxiety experiment this week, so...
Wait, well, that's burying the lead. What did you do, Michael?
I posted... Well, I want to know what you guys said about me on radio, but I'm not going to fire you. I'm just going to get everyone to quit, the fiends. You know, so I will bury the lead, and I'll come back to it. But I'm from the ninth dimension right now, so I can do that because it's conocentric, parenthetical, hypertextual connections, and it works. There's no time here except the show clock, and we will get clock blocked if I don't get this out. So
spit it out.
I posted on Facebook, big old one of those big old ones with a frame, and said, Islam is toxic. And the internet head exploded. Like, all my left libertarian friends and communists like James Weeks. He didn't actually comment on it, but people like him.
I did comment on it.
It didn't offend me like your communist stuff usually does, so I didn't know. You weren't communist enough, commie.
Well, commie. That's the problem with not being a commie is you're usually not communist enough.
Right. So usually. Here's my thing. I think all religion is toxic. Now we just lost some stations. I don't really make a big deal of it. I barely talk about it. And most people, this is news to them that I don't like religion. I'm a deist. I believe in a deity that created things and then just went away and does not grant miracles. And if you think that sounds like heresy, you Republican conservative listeners, Thomas Jefferson was a deist. He actually took the Bible, removed all the miracles, and I think removed Jesus, didn't he? I know he removed all the miracles
and then
republished it.
His version of the Bible removed pretty much everything except the word of Jesus.
He took out all the spooky stuff.
Yeah, he took out everything but what Jesus said, and that was the Thomas Jefferson Bible.
Good.
Because he didn't want to read any of that stuff.
Yeah,
he thought Jesus was a smart guy and liked what he had to say and just kept that around and removed everything else. All the things, you know, all the, what do you call it? The stuff written by Paul. And all that kind of nonsense.
Oh, Paul.
He got rid of all that Paul
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus Christ, Paul. Jesus
right,
Christ.
Language.
Right, so, no. The thing is, I have ultimate respect, really, for people that are religious. A lot of our fans are religious. My friends, some of my best friends are Christians and used to be a couple friends who were Muslims until they threw me under the bus and backed over me a few times. So... You know, I got to say this, too. Will Coley, before we go into this whole thing, my wife's looking at me like, don't you say it. Don't say it on air. Don't say it on air. So, like, everyone, when we mention Islam, is like, Islam's wonderful. I know two Muslims. And they know, like, two Muslims.
The same two Muslims?
The same two Muslims. One's a hippie and one's a redneck who
fake news.
Converted.
Fake news.
They're American. All right, here's fake news. Here's some weird news. Like, okay. Everyone's
Where's
like
the pocket alibi.
Everyone's like, there you go. Get out, James. We're gonna need it for this one, seriously. So everyone's like, Michael Dean's horrible. He said Islam is toxic, and everyone's like, you know, Muslims are great. I know Will Coley. Will Coley's wonderful. Ask Will Coley how he became a Muslim. He doesn't want people to know this, and if he's listening, he's shooting his radio right now. He was a U.S. Marine in Afghanistan, possibly shooting at Muslims. So that guy may have killed Muslims and, you know, definitely was involved in warfare against them. He joined because of 9/11, I'm pretty sure. He told me a bunch of this and then, like, couldn't tell me more at one point when we were friends.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, So before you go, Michael Dean's horrible. He said Islam is toxic. Ask Will Coley if he's killed any Muslims. Seriously.
Well... No, that's a really personal question, but what I don't understand is why did you have to post Islam is toxic on my personal page and on James' page. And yeah, I just
mean?
Made that up. No, I just made that up. I know. If you did that,
yeah,
that
I'm horrible.
Like, whoa.
I'm an enemy to the Muslims, man. What?
Yeah. No, that was Islam.
That hurt me. That hurt me to say about Will, because yeah. I like him. I used to like him before he threw me under the bus and backed over me. So I didn't say anything. He told me when he was, you know, he told me that at Pork Fest when we were having a one-on-one talk, and I asked him how he became a Muslim. And he didn't say he shot Muslims, but he said he was a U.S. Marine. He joined because of 9/11. He went over there, and something happened, and he like almost started crying and couldn't continue. And he's like, I don't want to talk about this. So that's what I know. So next time he's throwing me under the bus for saying Islam is toxic, ask him what happened in Afghanistan. Crickets. Oh. Hear that? Yeah. Hear the crickets?
No. James, what happened in Afghanistan?
Oh, I can't say anything that happened in Afghanistan for Will Coley. I couldn't tell you that.
Were you there?
I wasn't there, so I can't tell you.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so
I would have a moment of silence, but the alarm is going to go off if we do, because there's six seconds of crickets and alarm.
What I can say is that I don't only know two Muslims that are, you know, white hipster.
Oh, I know. You live in Michigan, man. Everyone in Michigan's a Muslim. Except you and those two guys that went into the police station with guns and Lou.
Well, a lot of people are. There is a large Muslim population in Dearborn, which is an excellent
place.
You know
what? The statement that everyone is screaming at me, I know two Muslims and they're fine. Michael Dean's an idiot and he's evil, even though he didn't go to Afghanistan and shoot at Muslims. It doesn't matter with my conversation. I didn't say Muslims are horrible. I said Islam is horrible. Communism is horrible, but there are a great many people who lived under communism. There were great people who lived under Hitler. There are great people who are living under, you know, every horrible U.S. president we have. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Muslims. I'm saying I think religion is toxic, and I think especially Abrahamic religion.
I think that's where people had the issue, though, is because you singled out a particular religion. A particular
that
happens to be...
because I singled out Islam. If I'd said Christianity,
that's what I'm saying. A particular religion that happens to be under, you know, I guess under attack by the current regime.
I'm not part of that regime.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not alt-right, but this is how people become alt-right. They say something people don't like, and everyone abandons them, and then the only people that will be their friends are the alt-right. That's not going to happen to me, but I could see how that happens to people.
Confusion.
All right. Confusion after this trip to the market.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
My fellow sheep. Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question now?
Yes. So Michael, the gentleman from the great state of Hawaii, go ahead.
Gangster state of Hawaii here. So, Michael, what did you think would happen after posting Islam is toxic on Facebook?
I believe it 100%, but I did it as an experiment.
Did you think would happen?
So you were trolling.
Pretty much what happened. Yeah. And I also wanted to get rid of
trolling.
I wanted to find out who the commies were. And I don't have to block anyone. They're all blocking me. Some crazy stuff happened though. So Davi Barker posted this thread. Like, I didn't say anything about Will or like.
Well, you did call him a hipster.
Well, here's what happened. I posted the thread. A bunch of people came on, you know, going, oh, I'm virtue signaling about how great Muslims are and Islam is. And Diana Kyler, my good friend, still my good friend, but was kind of like, ugh. I had to talk with her and straighten her out. But Diana Kyler, you know, posted like, she's posting, I know two Muslims and they're wonderful, Michael. And below that, I'm posting, while she's posting that, before she hit post, I posted, here's going to be the responses. One, people are going to say, I know two Muslims and Islam is great. And we all know the same two Muslims. And, you know, secondly, everyone's going to throw me under the bus for this, even though if I said Christianity is toxic or Judaism is toxic, there wouldn't be a peep. And I did post the next day. Oh, and 12 hours later, after I posted this, some guy yelling Allah Akbar stabbed a bunch of people in France. But that's not real Islam. I said that people would say that's not real Islam, even though, you know, if an off-duty cop beats someone up, they go, oh, that's how cops are. You know, these same people love to collectivize, but not with Islam. It's got a protected status. The next day I posted Scientology is toxic, and everyone agreed. A lot of the same people, none of them posted, yeah, but they don't kill people, you know, like nothing.
But they do kill people.
They make people kill themselves. Allegedly. They don't have lawyers anymore. I think all their lawyers quit, but allegedly, we'll say it.
Allegedly.
One of the weird things that happened was Davi.
Everything you need to know about Scientology, you can learn from South Park.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So Davi posts this thing about what a horrible person I am. And this guy, Ryan Calhoun, who you guys are friends with, and I'm amazed you're friends with him. I've known him for 15 years or something. He comes on there and he says, yeah, Michael used to run a white pride sub forum on the Freedom Fiend site. I remember seeing it 5 or 6 years ago and being shocked. And here's what happened. I never did that. I'm not a white pride guy. And Ryan Calhoun and some of his friends from conservative punk who hated me because I posted too much on their site and had too much fun. He and some people used bots and went on the Freedom Fiends forum one night while I was sleeping and posted hundreds of posts off of Stormfront. And, like, they were posting so fast I couldn't delete them. As soon as I woke up, I showed Nima. He's like, oh, my God. And Nima, I asked Nima about this. Nima, and he's posted today, like, yeah, Michael didn't run any white power site. That was the guy from, you know, conservative punk. He came on there and just, like, flooded it. And I had to shut the site down for, like, 12 hours. Like, delete, you know, every user's posts, which was dozens or scores of users, and then add CashPuzz and, you know, hold first post for you know, so I could see it, all that kind of stuff. Like, I had to, like, lock it down, kind of. But that guy went on there and false flagged, like, something he did. He said, oh, yeah, Michael used to run a white pride forum. And, like, Davi clicked shocked face on it. Diana clicked shock face on it. Like, people just believed it. Like, oh, he says Islam is horrible. Yeah, he must be the new Cantwell, you know, or something. I don't know.
The people new Cantwell.
Evil. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the new jumping Cantwell. No to way. Cantwell conclusions is really kind of problematic sometimes.
Speaking of Christopher Cantwell, the other one, Halt and Catch Fire, spoiler alert, trigger warning, that show just killed off the only mildly likable character. Like, the only one that made you go, like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen to him this week. Yeah.
Well, trigger warning, I've made fun of, you know, Islam before as a religion being terrible, because religion...
Off
really
with your
terrible.
Head!
Yeah. I mean, it's true. You know, Islam, Christianity, really all the you know, Abrahamic religions are pretty pretty terrible. I mean, and, you know, I've talked to, you know, lots of, you know, Muslims right to their face about it, and, you know, most Muslims don't really... Actually, I'm surprised how Will Coley responded to you, because, you know, I've talked to, like, Muslim
immigrants. I don't even know what he said.
The ones supposedly, according to the right wing, will chop off your head if you insult, you know, Islam. And I've talked to them and told them, you know, I think it's, you know.
Meow. But that's ladies do that, Daryl. Not men. You don't know anything about Islam. It's true.
You called out.
Ladies. I do that. Ah!
Worms.
Ah! Eating Gigi Allen's face.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof.
You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Oh. Nah, that was wonderful. You know, making fun of commercials on radio is worse than swearing on radio, actually.
It's all about appeasing our lovely...
Swell at the Benjamins.
Advertising.
Yes! So I told a great story here in the break. I talked about how Lloyd Kaufman, who made Toxic Avenger and runs Troma Entertainment, blurbed my book, $30 Film School. First book I wrote, first like book on a major publisher I wrote. I was writing the book, like I had made one film when I wrote it, like really scrappy film, DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist. And don't worry, we'll get back to the Muslims. But I wrote this book, and about three quarters of the way through it, my publisher was like, okay, well, this is going to happen. You got to write some, get some blurbs from some famous people. And I wrote Lloyd Kaufman. I was a friend of mine knew him, and I got his email address. And I wrote him, and I said, hey, Lloyd Kaufman, I'm writing this book called $30 Film School. It's about, you know, like tearing down Hollywood by not asking for permission and making your own film regardless of no money, you know, whatever your budget is. And could you read a chapter and maybe write me a blurb if you get a chance? I'm like, no way in hell he's ever going to take time to do this. He writes me back 1 minute later, says, hang on, I'm on set. Writes me back 20 minutes later with the blurb. And it says, I'm looking at it now on Amazon. It says, top of the book, says, read this. And he never read the book, which is so Lloyd Kaufman. Anybody else would be upset. I'm saying he never read the book and blurbed it. It's Lloyd would laugh. He'd be like, yeah, of course I didn't. But it sounded cool and the kid had moxie, see? He says, read this excellent book and learn how to produce independent films whilst sticking your finger in the eyes of the devil-worshipping media conglomerates who are sucking us dry of our spiritual and economic capital. Man, that's actually
That's quite the blurb.
It is, for something he didn't read. And most people would charge for a blurb, too, like for something they didn't read if they didn't know you. But, yeah, he was just like, kid, your kid stays in the picture. I like his boxy.
Oh, but yeah. Michael, how do you sell books whilst still being a radio personality?
Well, most of my books aren't selling anymore. There's some that I've published that sell about 5 copies a week, which I think beats John Vibe sales by 1 copy a week. So I'm real, man. Me and John are real. We're not selling. I sold 100,000 copies of this book. Anyway, back to the Muslims. So I didn't say anything bad about Muslims. I didn't say anything bad. I said Islam is toxic. It is. Other religions are toxic, but I just wanted to see everyone's head explode. Now, I want to clarify, I'm not pulling a Cantwell. It's not like, oh, I got in a bunch of trouble, I'm going to say that was a joke. The underlying thing, I believe, but posting it was kind of a joke and kind of a test to see. I don't even know what Will Coley said at all, but Davi, I've thought about Davi, and Davi used to be one of my closest friends. I almost let Davi come live here. Davi was in my will inheriting property at one point. Davi was in my will as the successor. If I died, he owned this show. Now it goes to Lou and Jeremy, and they like you guys, so they keep you around. But, you know, seniority plus, I know I'm the best. They're my good friends. But you guys are getting there, though.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, that was like, you brought
stick
it back
around
to like,
and I might stick around, and I might will you a broken keyboard in 20 years that cost me $80 now.
I want the theremin.
Oh, the $30, the optical theremin? Yeah, I gotta wait for a nice day and solder that together outside because I can't breathe solder and it's not good for me. I have to do it outside. All right, so then Davi goes on this tirade. I haven't thought about him in a year, and he just started posting about how horrible I am and how I'm becoming the new Cantwell. He literally said that. And then like people said, oh, you're just doing this to get donations. No, because I will get less donations and lose listeners because of this. It's not, because the alt-right aren't going to flock to me, because if they listened and tuned in, they'd hear other things I say that make them go, ugh, communist cuck, and they'd leave. But Dobby
went on this really, hear me.
I know. Dobby went on this personal attack on me, and I typed back, yeah, if Dobby stays at your house, he'll trash it and leave garbage everywhere and wear out his welcome really quick. And Dobby had no idea that anything like that could ever happen, and he reposted it as, I'm going to put this in my bio. It's hilarious. And, you know, and like everyone's like, oh, you're great, Dobby. You'd never do that. No one would ever say that about you. And then I said, Ben Stone said that about you. And all of a sudden, Dobby's totally contrite, like, oh, my God, and like apologizing publicly to Cindy Stone. Ben's not on Facebook, but yeah, he doesn't. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess I did trash your house. I'm sorry. Man, these people.
Whoa.
They're wonderful. One may have killed somebody, and the other may have wrecked someone's house.
Are you, like, okay, if I cross you, then you're going to look up some of the bad things that I've done? I mean, you're gonna start to dig into Daryl Becker? Just checking.
That's why I sent everybody stickers. So that's why I sent everyone merch.
Hide the stuff,
I sent everyone merch the first week so I know where they live. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
man.
I know, those tracking merch. You know.
No, I just have everyone's address in case they turn on me. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to send my drones. All right. So, or, you know, some members. Never mind. Some people I served with back in NAM that are in Hawaii. Okay. I'm kidding. You'll never cross me like that. You just go, oh, I'm sick of that guy. You wouldn't turn on me and start posting horrible things about me because I defamed some ideology that's so old. The pinnacle of current technology at the time was a wheelbarrow. Okay, here's my problem.
Here's the thing, is that ideology is spooky.
Spooky?
Yeah, and the problem with nice Christianity and Islam and Judaism used to all be in the Dark Ages. Islam still kind of is. Christianity was until like 100 years ago, but
it still is.
It's a cultural thing that it's widespread, that a lot of people in Islam, especially Wahhabists.
The thing is, I'd like to
don't
I'd
want
like to
women
point
to
out,
read.
Though,
you know, what?
I'd like to point out that in Christianity, Christianity itself is still in the Dark Ages. The thing is that in, I guess you could say, Western culture, blah, 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 whatever, in America anyway, and in many parts of Europe, you have people who are, like, are Christian, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they say they're Christian, they go to church on
There's Christian
Christmas.
Terrorists. This is nothing.
I'm talking about
my question. This has nothing to do with what I posted.
Well, I'm saying something. No, it's really not. Hold on. Let me finish my point. I'm saying something. Let me finish my point.
You're saying something.
Okay, I'm going to go pee. Finish it.
Is that the enlightenment of the Christians, that's perceived as the enlightenment of Christians, is really people have kind of abandoned Christianity and the fundamental kind of stuff. It's that they say they're Christian and they attend church once a year.
Oh,
and that's
where
we see the enlightenment of Christianity.
The thing that's enlightening the world really is a mad dash towards agnosticism. And really, the irony is that, like, Europe is the most agnostic region in the world right now for a big area. I was in Europe in 91, and, like, everyone was telling me, like, yeah, they've pretty much forgotten religion here. I mean, the churches are turning into rec centers. And but, you know, Europe is rushing to throw open their legs and say, come on in, Muslims from, you know, the Dark Ages, people who are living, you know. I have no problem with open borders if you eliminate the welfare state completely first. But we digress. I want to know what Will Coley said about me and why he thought Daryl was my prophet and only authorized to speak for me, the only one.
No, his first choice was James, honestly. Let's just be real about it, okay?
Let's be real about it. Neither of you guys can speak for me. Is it raining there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is raining.
It's horrible. You want to shut your mic and I'll talk to James for a minute? Did he hear this thing? Or did you hear? Do you know what Daryl said or not?
I don't know what Daryl said.
Okay,
on the show.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Daryl.
You see, this is why you just have to put up with my sound.
I can fix it in post, man. Go ahead.
Okay. It's really this simple. You know, it's like the questions were the confusion over what is, you know, what's the problem with Muslims. I had to go back to, I did remember
nothing.
Pointing out that the issue was Islam is toxic. Okay, so I wanted to just, you know, understand, like, I don't know what your motives are, and I'm curious, why would you have a problem with this, by the way? What's the big deal? Because, like, you could put anything, I didn't quite get a chance to mention this, but anything that I'm interested in, you can put that in quotes and say it's toxic, not posting it on my page, but on your page, obviously. And I'd be like, huh, all right, whatever, you know? Like, nonviolent communication and the trivia method of critical thinking are toxic. I'd be like, yeah, okay. Says
yeah, they are.
Nonviolent communication is toxic.
Sure, okay.
I'm gonna post it right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep your giraffes in your pocket, man.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, and I generally do keep my giraffes in my pocket, okay? So, you know.
My sister's a Muslim, and she's into nonviolent communication. She's actually a Sufi, but
so you get Muslim the idea. You know, I was just Muslims trying to understand.
Muslims with half the beheadings. No, I'm curious.
Honestly, the format, pretty loose format show, and you know, compared to like this one where you know, like every word, you know, me and Michael and James say is all scripted. In case you didn't know,
it is. Oh, you know what? My my teleprompter just went down. Can you email me the script, James?
I got you. I'll email it over to you.
Thanks. I saw something tonight that was definitely scripted. I was watching Russia Today talking about the shootings in Vegas, and they were like, the woman's like, okay, and there was a horrible shooting last night in Las Vegas, and now for a more truthful response, we have an expert. Like, what kind of transition is that? I'm talking, now for truth, we'll talk to someone else. That was English is a second language writing. All right, so...
If you have a problem with something being said it's toxic, I think that that's telling, basically. Because if you said, take anything that's precious to any three of us, or anyone out there listening, and you say it's toxic and post it on Facebook, if you have a problem with reading that, I think you've got something wrong with you. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Did it.
Well, yeah. Keep in mind, one of my problems...
Now, if you think it's personal, I understand. Oh, that was directed at me? You know, that would be... You know,
what am I just so, yeah, just so everyone you know, took this was... personally. Everyone took it personally. Just so you know what, James?
I just want to know, Daryl, my latest post was directed at you. Nonviolent communication is toxic.
Thanks, James.
Wow. You know? Is that a giraffe in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
What's that's the other one? Title right the there. Giraffe and the jackal, right?
Yep.
I'm the jackal.
Yeah. Yep. They're just totally doing it in my pants.
Throwing jackals. Throwing jackals.
Oh, that rain is like chalkboard on the nails of my heart. I hate that. All right, there we go. Cool, man.
Yeah.
James, why don't you... He could just type to us and we'll read his script. How's that? Type to us in Fiend Phone your responses and we'll read them if it's still raining.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Yeah, I'm...
Come on.
I've seen it, though. Everyone has seen it. People out there have seen it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that other thing about Will that's possibly worse, but I'll say that. I want to make it clear, I am not saying Will Coley is a murderer. I'm saying he was a U.S. Marine, joined up after 9-11. I think joined up after 9-11, he said. But definitely was U.S. Marine, was in Afghanistan. Something horrible happened there that he can't talk about with me, probably, you know. And, like, it sounded like it involved, maybe he saw Muslims killed. I don't know. But ask him, you know. Ask him how he became a Muslim. That's all I'm saying. All right. We got some redemption in the third act about something Dobby Barker did that's really good. What is it, James?
We got Daryl. I don't know what the article is.
Sean's Outpost. So Sean's Outpost, it's raining there. Sean's Outpost is a homeless shelter in Florida that's a really good place run by a libertarian guy. Davi Barker helped them learn to take Bitcoin through Davi Barker's very good organization, Bitcoin Not Bombs, back in the day.
Is this the one that's like the giant wilderness preserve that people can come camp on, basically?
I mean, it's secretly a hunting farm for the most dangerous game, but we can't talk about that.
Oh, come on now.
It's run by Will. Yeah, Will Coley runs it. I'm kidding. Will Coley's a safari guide. I'm kidding. It's not a hunting preserve.
I'm smashing the allegedly button right now.
Oh, man. No, it's not a hunting preserve for the most dangerous game, and Will Coley is not a guide there. So Sean's Outpost is a long-running outdoor... I think it's in the Everglades, like really nice, outlush, you know, place for homeless people to live instead of be on the street and be arrested for living. And it's run by a Liberty guy, and they've been taking Bitcoin since forever, and Davi mm-hmm. helped hook that up. And they were, the people in Florida, like, I don't know what the government in Florida thinks. Like, they have arrested this, you know, like, shut this place down, sued it, arrested it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can tell we're going without show notes here, but I'm going from memory. And, I mean, I don't know what they want. Like, they don't want homeless on the street, and they don't want them deep in the woods where no one will see them being fed and taken care of by someone who cares. I guess they want them to go to New York City. New York City! Or something, but... So recently, Sean's Outpost won a case, basically spent years and a lot of money, you know, basically legally proving their right to exist, I guess. So state zero, humans one. How's that?
I don't understand what the whole case would be about. I mean, what's wrong with camping? All it is campground, right?
It's a campground.
It's a campground for homeless people. I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah.
Some people want you to pay for that, you know? Yeah.
Well, we need campgrounds for homeless people in every single state.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Why not?
Except mine. Not in my backyard, but yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, I'm kidding.
So if you want to support the guy who raised Bitcoins for Sean's Outpost, then you could go to Shiny Badges and buy some merch.
Spell that, please.
Shiny badges, badges.com. Is that it?
I asked you to spell it because shiny I thought had an E, but it doesn't, right?
That's a good thing to look up. But either way, I think support everyone.
Yeah, shiny. No E. Yeah. So it's shiny.
Yeah, shiny badges with
shiny
no
badgers.
E.
There's no shiny e. badges. No yeah. E. You can also go to muslimagorist.com, which is not any easier to spell. No one can spell agorist, even agorists. All right.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
A-G-O-R-I-S-T.
Well, the funny thing is I moved to Wyoming from a city in California outside of L.A. called Agora Hills. Like, mm-hmm. we lived in the Agora, but it's spelled differently. It has a completely different root. It's got a U in it, and it does not mean, you know, the place where people sell things in the commons. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. But it was funny for me to live there and then hear the word agorist and then go to Porkfest and hang out in, you know, Agora Row and have heart-to-hearts with Davi in the middle of the night, leaning on each other, hugging. Like, Will Coley and I, we're friends. Davi and I were really good friends. I don't know what happened, guys.
You told him Islam is toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll lose Christian friends, you say Christianity is toxic. It happens.
Three years ago, Davi told me he thought he wasn't a Muslim anymore, but I guess he changed his mind. All right.
We're gonna heal the rift between you guys before Christmas.
Go ahead, man. Yeah, he'll come spend Christmas with me. Nope.
Exactly. And
Ben Stone could come anytime. I would make a room for Ben and Cindy. DJ and I would, for sure. They're about the only people on the earth I would. Maybe Nima. He was alone. I don't want kids around. His family's fine, but kids are kids. Ew, children.
Children are
I say that when I hear children squealing outside on the street. Ew,
they
children.
Change your world.
Yeah.
Oh, no.